Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. It's Monday night on Inner Sight, and that means it's Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you want to talk about it, we'll give out the phone number in a little bit. All right, Mad or Glad Monday, live around the world, and I got a mad this morning on my way to New York City. I'm in the waiting room of the Long Island Railroad out here in Suffolk County, New York. And I was checking things out, you know, looking around the room. Came across a big sign. And it looked like it was, you know, I have a little light in my left eye, not much, but looked like it was changing and lighting up and giving out messages and all that. So the bottom, it was kind of up high, you know, but the bottom line excuse me, the bottom line, I put my eye, my one eye close up, I was able to see the letters, couldn't read them, because they were script, you know, and I'm saying to myself, why did they do that? Why didn't they make it, you know, universal, capital print or the Braille? Now, right next to it was the men's restroom, and they had a sign on that and the word men, M-E-N, right under the sign in Braille. So now I'm thinking to myself, why did they do this? Look, you know, they can make it so everybody can read it. It's right next to the sign. Why didn't they finish the job? I had no idea what that sign was about, what it said. And, you know, just another irritation of the government and another irritation and failure of the agencies that don't make a difference and insist that all these things are accessible. That's a mad. They'll put a little word up on the restroom, men, but they won't make a sign that obviously has some importance so everybody could read it. And where's the Americans with Disability Act? How come they allowed them to put that sign up like that? It doesn't protect us. You can't read it. What good is it? All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Big East, Tom Driven, New Jersey. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Tom's River. Adopt an Akita. The great, great dog who can be turned into a service dog. Of course, you got to find the right one like everything else. Look for the pictures of my dog coming up this week, probably on Thursday, online in the Suffolk papers. Islip Bulletin, County News, and all that. All right, Inner Sight, and all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Royalty, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few who have passed away. Watch out for the children. Go an extra mile for a child. All right. And we remind you in a sight to do it. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? We got a good number for you. You call Gary at Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. That's the number. Give it to you again in a minute. Dog food, cat food, animal food, and when he's able to do it, the veterinarian services. And if you cannot pick the food up, if you're disabled and you have trouble with that, let Gary know. He's been known to bring the food to people. 631-484-3085 on the phone number. Nobody Starves on Long Island. Want to thank the Long Island Coalition, Danny. I want to thank the Long Island Connection for trying to make a difference. And I wish I could thank the agencies for the blind. But they're not doing much of anything except the same old rehab stuff that pushes people into a world that's not made for us. You know, those agencies, and this is a mad, those agencies are behind the time. They really need to change a lot of what they're doing and start helping people in a better way. All right, in a sight, it's a month since I met with my congressman and explained to him that the Americans with Disability Act does not protect people who are denied service dogs. It's National Guide Dog Month, September, and we want something done about it. Haven't heard a word on what he's going to do or how he's, if he is planning to put up an amendment for the Americans with Disability Act and protect those of us who are denied our safety in the form of a guide dog. All the other agencies should be joining with us on this. All the independent living centers should raise hell on this. And they don't. Congressman Andrew Gravarino, 2nd Congressional District, if you want to write him or call him. He knows about it. We met with him. And he agreed the Americans with Disability Act should protect people who are dealing with service dog schools. Now the question is, what is he going to do about it? Talk doesn't mean a damn thing. All right, in a sight. And Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Need to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy. Great guy and a good friend of Inner Sight. I want to thank Olga Murray for helping us with the event a week ago and in honor of National Guide Dog Week and the work of my guide dog that was filmed and taken by the news. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, our phone number, this number of Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. That's the office number. If you need to contact us, use that number. 224-3090-631. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. We thank the late Joseph Arion for creating that saying. Let's see, what else we got? Civil rights lawyer James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662. If you have any civil rights questions, Jim's a good guy to answer them. Mad or Glad Monday on Inner Sight, and some of the people that have helped us in the past, we remember them: Sunset Restaurant, Picaro's Italian Tavern, Tool Law Center, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, and the list goes on. Islip Cleaners, Suffolk Bus Corp. And we still, to get that $2,000 match that they contributed, do it in honor of National Guide Dog Week. The pictures come out on Thursday, so I'm told. It'd be nice if somebody would match the $2,000 that Suffolk donated to Inner Sight in honor of guide dogs, so that we can continue to try and pass a law and get names on that petition, change.org, pass a law to protect the thousands and thousands of people, many of whom will be denied guide dogs this month. There won't be one investigation on the part of the government or the agencies as to why the person was denied and where the money went. And of course, there's no court intervention when you're dealing with a service dog school. We don't have the right to take the guide dog schools to court, even though they have a federal ID number. The ADA doesn't cover schools. So anybody out there would like to match the $2,000, we'd be happy to give your business as much publicity as we can, including telling the local newspapers that you contributed the money. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And, you know, it's amazing. In listening to the news, you hear all these corporations and corporate heads and all that, people who own the corporation, the presidents, and have these tremendous amounts of money and can do whatever they want, really, more or less, because they have that money, you know. I've never heard of one of them coming forward to really change the way things are done for the disabled. Either they're not aware of it, or they don't care about it. I mean, you know, it could be any number of reasons of what's going on. So we need to step up and modify this system and make it more streamline. Get rid of the red tape. Don't make it so complicated. Simplify it. Get so that people have the means. So if something happens, if they become incapacitated, they don't have to go into a nursing home. They can stay in their own home with the help that they need. That's how the system should function.
Yes, I agree.
And the agencies could make money on that. If they really got into it and did it, they could make money on keeping people out of nursing homes. There's money to be made on that. But it has to be a unified effort, and it has to be done in the right way and for the right reasons. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. The phone number here, 213-816-1650. Do the Able News, and then we'll
get into the matter.
More medical ed.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has that personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items. And also, they have that free, you can get subscription if you go to ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign the petition. Got a few days left of National Guide Dog Month.
Mm-hmm.
Going to take a miracle to get the names that we want. Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you run into miracles.
Remember
also
that one
a petition.
Night? Sorry.
Yeah, well, that wasn't as many as
that
I wanted.
That was a little miracle.
It helped. Petition on a nursing home, too. Don't forget that one. How are we doing with that? Any more names on that?
I was just about to look on that when you said that.
We haven't checked it for a while.
No, I got to look. Hold on.
All right. Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday. And, you know, what makes me mad, all these programs that you have to keep people out of nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
And to get people out. And yet, there's still people in nursing homes. There's still people having trouble. There's still people who are in danger of being put in.
Yeah, like my aunt.
Yeah. I'm sure there's thousands more, too. That's a mad. You know, it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Should not be. That problem should not exist. And it wouldn't if they would listen to us.
That's right.
I mean, you know, we can't change it overnight, but we can certainly change it.
Hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. You want to call in and tell what you're mad about or glad about? How are we doing? Any number on that?
Yeah. Same number, 7.
Oh, all right.
Disappointed.
We got to get that thing going.
Yes, we do.
We got to dramatize that.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what will.
Find a way to pump it up and you know, get it so that people are going to notice it more.
Yeah, we've got, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to just speak with Ira about that, what to do, what would dramatize that. I would.
Well, he might have some ideas.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
You know.
It needs to be done.
But
I just can't
it definitely has to be. It's a real problem.
It is.
The dilemma. You know, it's a trap for many people
mm-hmm.
to fall into.
Right now, I have my aunt. She's right ready to fall into that trap. I'm very mad, actually, today. I don't sound mad right now. I meditated a bit and prayed and it calmed me down because I have to focus. I really do because now I'm at the same junction as where my mom was, you know, just 2 years ago. And you know that if I make a wrong move now, you know who's going to come out knocking at my door, Adult Protective Services again. So I'm not going to let that happen this time. I refuse to let that happen this time. Nope, not one more. I'm going to take a stand.
Don't let him in.
I really am.
You don't have to let those people in.
No.
And why would they come to your door? She doesn't live with you, your aunt.
She's going to be soon, not in the same house, but she's going to be near my house eventually. We're aiming to get her in her own apartment close to me. That's the goal.
Yeah, but that's going to take time and resources.
That's right.
You know?
She's in Florida now. Let me give a little story about what happened. She's beginning to forget, all right? She didn't tell me how bad it was. Oh, I have a little forgetfulness. Started around the time my mom started declining. I don't doubt that stress and all the stuff really made her a lot worse. Then after my mom passed away, she called me to change her will, okay? And she said, wanted the exact spelling on my name. Do you know it took her umpteen times I knew there was a problem once that started. I didn't say anything. I just listened. I did not want to make her feel uncomfortable, because usually that's what makes people uncomfortable, is when you criticize, you ridicule. You can't do that. I mean, that's the problem with our world. We criticize, we ridicule. That's not necessary. It really isn't. People go through enough ridicule and criticize that you don't need to do that to a person who has dementia. You need to support them. You need to help them. I mean, I just cannot imagine.
Tell her to get some rosemary oil.
Oh, yeah, I know, but she doesn't believe in
it. Keep it on her person and inhale it.
Yeah. If the doctor would have said for her to take it, she would. So I just got to let the doctor say she needs to take it. That's the only thing right now, you know. And then
you inhale it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You know,
the essential
nice
oil.
Scent.
Yeah, I know. I've smelt it myself, and that's what's helping me a lot, you know.
Yeah, it's great stuff. I got some right here.
Yeah.
You can put it on the back of your hand.
Yeah.
On each hand, the back of each hand, and you can sniff it during the day.
Yeah.
You know? Good for you. Helps you. But I think the main thing is now with your aunt is to secure her in a place where she's going to have help, you know, to protect her from the system.
Yes, you're right.
And then you can decide what's going to be done with her house, you know. But I would consult her and make sure she's a part of that.
Oh, of course. I spoke with her today, and she said she doesn't want to be in a nursing home. She really made that abundantly clear, and I'm happy she said that. So that's one thing that we, you know, have in common. She doesn't like nursing homes, and I don't either. So that helps.
Who the hell does?
I know. She doesn't want to be in a nursing home, but yet, now, here's the dilemma. we always talk about this dilemma, and it needs to be addressed. She doesn't have a place to go, and we have to get a place in New York that she can go. We can't leave her in Florida with somebody that she doesn't know. First of all, she won't let him in. I know that for a fact. I just called over to the hospital, and I wasn't too happy about, you know, she was in her room, and I said to the nurse, oh, you know, how's she doing? She's doing all right. And I didn't get any further than that before I called you. I was like, I was hoping she was going to say more, like there was certain testing, you know. That
before you came on the show?
Yeah, right before I came on the show. I wanted to see if I could get any other information, what was going on, to hear anything. And
well, does she have a phone in her room?
Yes, she does.
Well, then call her directly. I wouldn't talk to the hospital
people. Well, I want to make sure that she...
I would talk to her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
See, that's the only way to really find out what kind of condition she's in.
Yeah.
Talk with her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, tell her, you know, we want to help you to stay out of a nursing home. We'd like you to come to New York and stay with, who is that relative? Is that her stepson?
Yeah, for now. And then she's going to be on a list to be closer to me. Yeah. Until Richie updates the house that his mom used to live in, the problem is she has to live in sort of not so accessible. She's able to move around, which is good. She's still able to move around. So, we're taking advantage of that she's still able to move around. So that's one thing.
That could happen is the family will help her.
Yeah, we are.
See, that'll keep her away from the devil places.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best shot.
Yeah.
But the family will help her. So, see if you can pull that all together.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Matt or Glad, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the Matt or Glad line?
Let me check. All right. Oh,
want to sound off.
All right.
Matt or Glad.
I had seen, Anthony, but let me see if he's still there. I just have to refresh, okay?
All right. Tomorrow night's open mic.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, a show on how the agencies make us suffer more because we're disabled and when we get ill. We'll talk
and
about
that
on Wednesday.
And that reminds me of how they made me suffer today. Bigger than anybody else was suffering. Let's tell you what they did to me. My in lieu of giving me accessibility, well, Anthony wants to speak, but let me just say this one thing. In lieu of giving me an accessible form to read the documentation that I asked for, you know, just to find out how my aunt is doing or get, you know, helping her with stuff, I just said, I'm legally blind. And I'm hearing impaired. Can you please...
Who are you talking
about?
The hospital?
The hospital, yes.
Who
you know?
Right.
Yeah, I just said, can you please speak up a little because I really can't hear too well. And can you slow down because I'm writing things down. I can't see too well. Do you know that they chose Richie as the discharge person that they're going to use as a contact and never told me and said that my aunt...
They don't want to deal with people who are disabled.
That's right.
You know that.
That's right. And that infuriated me. I called over to Richie, her stepson, and my cousin through marriage. I said, Richie, why'd they do that? And I don't know. They just wanted to deal with one person. I said, Richie, that's not right that they just do it without even talking to me about it. I could understand. They got to treat somebody like a human being. I was livid. I really blew up on him, and I blew up on – I almost blew up on the nurse and on the – I almost called the president of the hospital.
Well,
I almost
it's not
his fault. I don't know. I really don't. But it probably is.
I don't think it's his fault. Why would it be
his fault? No, I don't think so. But – the only thing that I don't like is somebody comparing their knowledge to my knowledge of something. Just say we can equally help the person out. Don't say you know something better than I do. I would give up anything. If you really do know something better than me, go for it. But don't brag about it. That's something that if you really are like... Really,
I don't know
really
what you're being very
what
vague.
What I'm referring
now.
To,
I don't
I'm
know
talking
what you're
something...
Talking
all right, let me explain. He's saying that because he had one instance, his mom, that he was taking care of his mom, and he was wrong on like not spot on a lot of stuff when he was saying that he was taking care of his mom, that he knew everything about the Medicaid system, and there were certain things that he was wrong about, and I was pointing it out. And I just said, that's not the way it works. That's not the best way. We have to discuss it. And I kept saying that. And I said, I'm willing to also hear what you have to say if you encountered problems. I have no problems with that. But I didn't like the fact that I was undermined. That I didn't like.
Well, now, I wouldn't dwell on personalities and stuff like that, you know. The main thing is to keep this woman out of a nursing home.
Yes.
That's
right.
What you got to concentrate on.
Right. You know? And you know what? Here's the issue.
People are a bunch of asses. They're stupid. They don't care. They only care about covering their own ass.
That's true.
That's all they care about.
Yeah.
You know? So you gotta, you know, that's how they think. That's how, right away they consult the lawyer, and the lawyer probably told them, just deal with one person.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
That's what they told them.
Or they felt me more as an advocate and felt the pressure. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? The main thing is, if you can get her in a position where the family can help her, keep her out of the damn system. That's what you want.
That's what we're going to do. All right, we're going to have to sell the car that she bought. I don't know why she did this, but she spent money, which is part of the dementia, I think, that she shouldn't have spent. And I'm afraid
of the car. Is it that in her name?
Yes, it is.
Well, you got to get her permission.
Yes, we're going to sell it, and we're going to get it. Well, here's the thing right now. First of all, she lost the key, and Richie had to help her. She never even told me half of the things that she told Richie, which really aggravated me as well. I mean, come on.
You
got to
stop taking this personal, I'm telling you.
But you know what it is?
You
got to
concentrate on helping her to stay out of the system if you're going to help
but
her.
But how could you not take it personal when you know what's best
you
for
don't.
The person?
You don't. I don't. It wouldn't bother me. You know, if she wants Richie to help her more than you, then let her go.
No. You know why? I and her were 50 years. 50 years, okay? That's a long time. Richie hasn't been with her 50 years. That's a very long time. And she
you don't want to play games with people's lives. You got to do as much as possible what the person wants.
And I do. And that's the problem I don't understand why she's just not she doesn't want to bother me. She doesn't want to make me feel ill. She doesn't. I'm not that delicate of a flower. Why is everybody not wanting to hurt me? That's the problem right there. You know?
Stay focused on trying to help
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about all this other stuff.
But why
That's
does everybody
thing.
Not want to hurt me? I'm not that delicate flower that they think I am. You understand? That bothers me. You know?
I don't know if that's true or people don't want to hurt you. What is
no, it's true. It really is. They always saying, oh, we don't want to bother Suzanne because she has all these problems. No, I'm not that delicate flower. I know that I'm a fighter, and I will not let people go down, and I won't go down. All right? That's something that I'm not that delicate flower that they think I am.
Maybe they say that, but they mean something else. Who knows?
In what way, though? You know, I mean,
maybe you. A lot of times you can get overwhelming.
Yeah, that's
true. You know, you jump from one thing to the next. You don't stay focused, and you start complaining, and you say, "Oh, I got this, I got that, I got this." People don't want to hear that all the time.
But I'll tell you one thing. I've changed a lot. And people, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. I've changed a lot.
Well, you got to know.
I've evolved since my mom has passed. And it's really hit me hard, I'll tell you. It has.
You want to help this woman stay focused.
Yeah, and that's who I want to
help. Getting her into a place
right.
where she's going to be safe. That's the main mm-hmm. thing right now. Because you leave her in the damn hospital too long,
no, they're
going to railroad her.
Yes, they are.
They're going to railroad her.
Yes, they are. And I mm-hmm. told Richie and I told my other cousin, Teresa, I said, listen, we have to focus. We have to get her out of there. We have to get her up here to New York and let her experience the cold. And it may sound crazy, but she has to. She has to realize that it might not be that bad. You know, I mean, she might think it's bad, but it might not be as bad as she thinks it is because the weather has gotten warmer over the years, you know?
She's got to have a place to stay, a place to be.
Yes, I know. She's going to be at Richie has two places. Richie owns two places. So it'd be good.
And someone has to be with her.
Yes. Well, that won't be more of an issue than, you know, it is. Because Richie's brother is always home. So, and we'll have an aide there as well. So that's not an issue.
Well,
you know?
I hope it all works out. All right, inner sight. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, Anthony.
Oh, all right. Anthony from mm-hmm. Brooklyn, you want to talk about a matter glad?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Hold on, here he comes.
All right, bring him in.
All right.
Inner
hey,
sight.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Yo, good, good.
So I will get to my mad or glad in a minute. But, you know, Suzanne, I know that you're a very intelligent woman. And, you know, you have a lot of things on your mind. Sometimes we all have a full plate. Sometimes being disabled, the system can be overwhelming. It can be stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It can be monotonous. It can be tiring. But, you know, have faith that everything will turn out and the way you want it to. As long as it does. You know, regardless of who helps, even if it's not, you know, who you would have liked it to be, then don't worry
mm-hmm.
about it. The hospital will only be involved in her life for, you know, a short period of time. And as long as you make it through and, you know, everything turns out okay, then that's all that matters. But what really was on my mind tonight was the whole thing with the stimulus, because
mm-hmm.
now, you know, I feel like our government is treating us like babies, because first they tell us that, you know, we're going to get the stimulus, then, you know, they push it off another couple of months, then we're not, then we are, then we this, then we that. But the craziest thing that I heard on the news was that now, you know, they want to lower the bill, which who knows might take out the stimulus. But Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to unveil what's in the stimulus. She just wants it to, you know, to pass. And I said to myself, what kind of government is that? And, you know, what are we, you know, kids,
now
you're going to give us a...
she needs an exterminator.
Yeah, you're going to give us a... You're going to give us a present and you're not going to tell us what it is. And then how much is it anyway? I mean, you know, money goes like water. It's not going to last, so it's not really going to make that much of a difference in our life. It's only there for a temporary stay, and that's it. But also, what was on my mind tonight?
You know what they're going to do? They're going to do what they did on the Jackie Gleason show. Everybody gets a skinny chicken.
Exactly, and a no-name brand one, a non-Purdue one, an undernourished one. Maybe it's going to be like one of those stores that you have to kill the live chicken and come home and season it and cook it and all that, you know.
That's
like,
it.
Yeah, but
feathers all over the place.
Exactly, you know. You know, it goes. Welcome to
That's
Chicken
it.
Delight. But I'll tell you what, what's really getting on my nerves, and for some reason this is really like plucking my last nerve, and it's under my skin. You know, there's this whole thing with these nursing homes and how they market it. It's like they almost get I'm sorry?
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's like they almost get excited off of putting people in a nursing home. You know what I mean? And they have marketing directors.
Yeah,
that's all they're looking to do is fill beds, and you know, they'll just keep, you know, whatever they have to do, whether it is they send a social worker to your house, or you know, they have your family go to an office and meet them somewhere, or whatever it is, or go to the nursing home. They'll just keep trying to add up the, you know, the points on the scale, and keep saying, oh, well, she needs to be in a nursing home because this, because that. Well, we think it's better for her. Well, home care is not going to give her those hours, whatever, whatever. Well, sometimes it's better for you, and it's time to give it up, and you know, we all get to that age, and she's at that age, and you know, and they never really look out for the best interest of these people. And too often, we're just used as, you know, for the benefit of society, for the benefit of home care agencies, for the benefit of, you know, everybody else but ourselves. And we don't, you know, benefit anything out of it. We just, you know, get crumbs or nothing at all, or just, you know, avoided and ignored, and you know, things promised to us that never, you know, we receive, and, you know, whatever they give us is cheap and meaningless, and, you know, they just try to sell us a home that, you know, they know that they're never going to build, and then, you know, we never get anything out of it, and all they just want to do is just keep, you know, our cases open and us part of the agency. And I think that's a real shame. And, like, for example, even the, what do you call them, the supportive housing agencies, I don't know if you guys know about that, but that's supposed to be for mentally ill people, and all they're doing is you know, sucking the government dry of money unnecessarily, because they know good and well that supportive housing is for people with mental illness, but they want to keep their case open, and they try to find little corners like, oh, we'll help you find a job, or, you know, we'll try to help you find alternative housing, when they know that disabled people wouldn't qualify for that because you need a place that's accessible, and they also know that you can't get into supportive housing unless the state thinks that you're so mentally ill that you need to be watched over. And they just want to keep the case open, and, you know, I mean, you look on their website, and they have other things that, you know, are short-term that, you know, could help you with whatever, but most of the time they don't return your calls, and they don't do anything, and, you know, they just
you know what, you
tell
know what,
you,
Anthony, excuse me, you know, you know what's a mad for me? When
what's
you
that?
Have disabled people taking advantage and making money on other disabled people.
That's
who are more disabled, who are more, you know, disoriented and all that.
I agree
every day
with
of
you,
the week.
But they become so a part of the system, Frank, and once they become part of that agency, they you know, sell their soul to the devil, you know, to keep their job and to be popular and wanted and needed. You know, you have to fit in with these agencies, and you can't speak out of tune, and you can't sing out of tune, and you have to follow along their philosophy, because if you make too much noise, then, you know, you're not going to get a promotion, and they're going to find a way to get rid of you. There's things in people's contract a lot of times with different agencies. They say you're out of step, you know, with the agency, and they can get rid of you if you're too, you know, far away from their agency's philosophy, and they don't see eye to eye with you, and that's, you know, what it is. They want jobs, and they don't care how, you know, what it takes to keep it, as long as they got there and they get paid off of it and they live off of it, and that's all that matters. You know, and like I say, everybody's only looking to work till, you know, till they can retire, and as long as they can fill their selfish need, then that's all that matters, even if they ruin everybody else's life in the process, and even if you put people in nursing homes that don't need to be there, and even if you neglect people and treat people like garbage and, you know, push people aside and ignore people, as long as, you know, you reach the finish line, then that's all that matters, and that's all that, you know, these agencies are really about, and it's a shame.
That's so
true. You know, yeah.
Yes.
So
you know,
true.
And, you know, the more, I hate to tell you, Frank, I mean, sometimes people need it, but, and I'm not saying, you know, not to call them when you need it or, you know, not to bother them regardless or whatever, but I really try to stay away from these agencies as much as I possibly can, because the more you, you know, open a case with them is the more you involve them in your lives, and the more they know about you, the more they try to suck you in, and by sucking you in, they can, you know, try to get you put places where you don't want to. I mean, there's civil rights and things like that, but then they become, you know, just obnoxious and just kind of there and hanging around and unnecessary phone calls, like to supportive housing. They can't put you anywhere, you know, unless you're deemed mentally ill, but they have an open case that they need to fulfill, so it's unnecessary calls that you've got to take, and, you know, they want to convince you that they're part of the your world.
Yeah, go out and get 5,000 more disabled people. We need the numbers so we can get the money from the feds.
It's all Frank and Susan, it's all about, you know, milking Medicaid for unnecessary money. And I hate to tell you, Frank, but that's why we have such a problem with getting necessary things that people need, like medical equipment and those who need more home care, things like that, because of these stupid Medicaid service coordinators and, you know, these supportive housing coordinators that, you know, have to get paid, you know, through these agencies, and they get paid for Medicaid. And, you know, they've sucked Medicaid dry every penny they have, and now we have managed care, and we can't get things that we need to save our life. And that's what it's all
and
about,
they don't,
you know,
care. They just don't care.
You know, because they made their money, and, you know, they made our bed for us, and now we have to lay in it. You know, you just lay in your bed till you die, and you go to sleep, and that's it. Because that's, you know, that's all.
They didn't want to hear me today once I said, oh, you don't want to allow me to, you know, speak on behalf of my mom, my second mom. She raised me. Oh, my goodness. She's like, that's not what we said. We're talking to you now. I'm like, no, I'm planning her discharge. She's going to be living next to me. No, this is not what you said to me. You know,
yeah.
And she was like, she didn't know what else to say. She was call the, you know, the social worker, call the discharge, well, they call it not a case manager, not a discharge planner. But still, I mean, I was just like livid. I really was. She did not know. She was beside herself on what to say to what I was saying to her.
Because they probably didn't think they would ever talk to you. But, you know, they're trying to be diplomatic. But just, you know, take it easy and play it cool and relax and take a breath and, you know, don't let it stress you out and everything will play out, you know. And he will take care of it from here. And as long as he's involved, then everything will be fine because you're all on the same page and nobody wants to see it.
We don't want her to be in a nursing home. But here's the scoop, too. Now, her cousin in Ohio made a very valid point. Why are we signing her up in Florida for Medicaid when she ultimately needs to be in New York? Now here's the catch. We also have to find, like, if we do sell her home or rent it, I want to rent it. The reason is, because if we rent it, we could pay for her home care. And if we sell it, there's a problem. She would have to forfeit that money to pay for her home care. So now that, I don't like the idea there. You know, so we have to find out what would be the best option. What is the best option there? What is a better option? I need to find out from a lawyer who works in elder law.
Right, you could rent it. Excuse me. You could rent it now and then decide later to sell it.
That's what I want to do.
But the lawyer, Suzanne, that, you know, you have to apply for Medicaid in the state that the person lives in, even if it's only temporary for the time that it is. You know what I mean? And then it doesn't transfer over. You have to reapply, in New York.
That's why
the
thing. That's why I said to everybody, listen, why are we doing this twice again? Why don't we just do it once and bring it to New York? Right?
Yeah, it's right. One trip, and that's it. Make it simple.
That's it.
You know, otherwise it's just creating complications.
That's right.
But I agree with you.
We're going to move on the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Thanks,
right.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, Anthony.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right, in a sight, Matt, a glad Monday, 213-816-1650. And don't forget, we're on television Wednesday night. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. You can catch it all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, we are seen on Altice. They used to call it Long Island Cable. Now they call it Altice. 7:30 Thursday night, Channel 20. That goes all over Long Island. So check us out. Friday night is the Funnies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We
what
had
about
a lot of
Thursday
fun last
show?
Week. Don't know yet.
Oh.
We had a lot of fun last week.
Yes, we did.
With Jimmy Dinigan and the reader.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what's going to happen this week. But Friday, 8 to 9 on the Funnies. All right. Mad or glad Monday? Anything you're mad about or glad about? You can put it right here on the inner site, and the whole world will hear it.
Yeah.
You know, goes all over.
It does.
They'll even hear it down under. Who is that guy? I want to say hello to that guy with the radio show.
Craig Tags. Yeah.
Craig,
huh? Craig Tags from Shakedown Radio.
Craig?
Yeah.
What's his last name?
Cags. I believe that's how you pronounce it. I'm not exactly sure how you pronounce it.
Oh,
but Cags. I think it's
C-A-A-D?
No, C-A-G-G-S, I think.
Oh,
I can Cags. Get it. Hold on.
Okay.
Cags. But
all
I can
right.
get it. He's on my Twitter.
Yeah.
Our Twitter, I should
Cags,
say.
Cags, down in under in Australia. Thank you for... praising Inner Sight. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
So everybody, you know, you can probably get his show on the internet, I'll bet.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Never heard it, but would like to.
And so would I.
All right, Inner Sight. You're mad, you're glad. 213-816-1650. You know what I'm mad about?
What?
I'm mad about all the people this being National Guide Dog Month. I'm mad about all the people that are going to be denied a service dog without law to protect them. You know, and that includes all the people that are on the waiting list. All the people that have applied, you know, there'll be no accountability. You cannot Google the number of people who have so far been denied this month and, you know, who will be denied. There's no information on the Google about that. How many people, in other words, the question would be, how many people have been denied a guide dog, take a guide dog, so far this month?
I don't know.
You can't get that information.
No, you can't. I wish we could.
Yeah, where is it?
Yeah.
How come you can't get that information? Because there's no regulations.
Right.
That should be one of the regulations in the licensing of the service dog schools.
Oh, by the way, Frank, before we finish, it's Chris Cags. I'm so sorry, I'm wrong. And it's Shakedown Radio in Australia.
Shakedown, that's it. Reminds me of the old Andy Griffith show when when Barney was Don Knotts was watching this prisoner,
mm-hmm.
and the prisoner was talking on the phone, you know, and he said, "Oh,"
mm-hmm.
he said, "this jail is so nice, you know, they treat you so good. They don't even have a shakedown, you know." And all of a sudden, Bonnie's like, "Shakedown!" Starts yelling, "Shakedown!" And he opens the door, and he's, you know, he's going through the cell. He picks up the mattress. He's throwing everything to see if the guy has anything hidden. And while he was doing that, the prisoner, walked out the door. Shakedown.
That's
Shakedown
right.
Radio in Australia.
You can actually visit him at DJ Pod and find out what's going on. And he has DJ Pod, and he has a direct link there. DJ Pod .com, Chris Cags, CAGGS podcast. And
all right, we got the
podcast.
Insight Pod.
That's right.
Every weeknight, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
Tomorrow night will be open mic. You can
pick
your own subject tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So, be with us tomorrow night. I want to thank all our listeners. 110,000, 163, I believe, if I'm remembering right.
No, I think it's a little higher. Hold on, let me check before we. Oh no,
it's
I can't check
changing.
Right at the moment. Yeah, I know. I can't check at the moment. I'm in a screen that won't let me. Oh, shoot.
All right.
It's around that amount, though.
Inner Sight, and it's been Mad or Glad Monday. So, you know, to bring up a point that Anthony brought up, this stimulus, I mean, this is so stupid and ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
Help the people who need help.
That's right.
You know? I mean,
That's
it's
true.
Bad enough that the government look to take what little we got if we get any kind of a benefit or an increase, you know.
Right.
Least they could do is give us a little stimulus. All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Suzanne, co-host engineer, we wish Frida a speedy recovery down in Florida.
Thank you.
We're here for you. Anything we can do, you know.
Thank you.
And Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Thank you so much. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. Check the email, innersight@pmpmail.com. Don't send me attachments.
No.
Please.
Please don't.
I hate attachments. Click them right off.
Well, yeah, also they make everything crazy.
Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic, Inner Sight, around the world. And thank you so much for putting us over the 110,000 mark.
Oh, yeah, we are.
We appreciate that. Goodbye, world, inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight. Give us more inner sight.
Good night, everyone.